Alexander Borinsky was a brilliant Russian biochemist. Jerry had met him some years earlier while traveling in Europe and convinced Julia he was the answer to their problems. Her brother was right. Alex's ideas would revolutionize the paint industry. Bringing him to the United States had been a bold move on their part. But she hadn't been sorry. Not once. Hiring Alexander Borinsky from Russia and moving him to Seattle, it was the biggest risk Conrad Industries had ever taken. Now, the fate of the company rested in the hands of a hard-nosed official. Julia wondered again if she should have attended the hearing at the District Office of Citizenship and Immigration. She'd done everything within her power to make sure Alexander's visa would be extended. She'd written a letter explaining his importance to the company and included documentation to prove that Alexander Borinsky was a man of distinct merit and exceptional ability. Jerry, who was a very good corporate attorney, had spent weeks building their case. Professional certifications, affidavits, a copy of Alexander's diploma, and letters of reference filled Jerry's briefcase. Her brother had told her there could be problems. It was often difficult to renew an H-2 visa, the type Alexander had been granted when he'd entered the United States. The H-2 is one of temporary employment. He'd warned her that if it looked as though employment might become permanent, then Immigration and the Labor Department would be reluctant to extend the visa. On top of all that, the case had been assigned to a particularly difficult bureaucrat. Jerry had warned her that the agent hearing their case might decide Alec had applied for the temporary visa, knowing the job was really permanent, and refused to grant an extension on principle. She checked her watch again and exhaled with impatience. Only a few minutes had passed. Annoyed with herself for the uncharacteristic display of anxiety, she sat down on her white leather chair. Everything was neatly arranged on the polished black desk. A small marble pen stand was next to the phone. The address and appointment books were perfectly aligned with everything else. Behind the desk stood her computer table. The company website pulled up, its logo prominent. Julia liked to keep her office and her world under control. When her phone rang, the sound caught her off guard. She grabbed the receiver. "Jerry?"
"Sis," Jerry's voice greeted her. "I'm on my cell. I thought you'd want to know the decision as soon as possible."
"Yes, please."
"I'm afraid it didn't go as well as we'd hoped. They've decided not to renew Alex's visa."
His words felt like a kick in the stomach. She closed her eyes and waited until the shock had passed. It wasn't as if she hadn't known the likelihood of this verdict. The fact that Alexander had no proof of a permanent residence in Russia didn't help. In the eyes of immigration services, that was a red light indicating he didn't intend to return. Furthermore, she and Jerry were dealing with a large, complex bureaucracy. In a fit of worry, Julia had tried to contact the agency herself, reason with them. She'd spent nearly an hour on the phone and hadn't spoken to a single person. She was forced to listen to one recording after another. Press a number on the phone, listen, press another one, then another. She quickly became lost in a hopeless tangle of instructions and messages.
"When will he have to leave?"
"By the end of the week, when his current visa expires."
"That soon?"
"I'm afraid so."
"Jerry, what are we going to do?"
"I'll talk to you about it as soon as we get back to the office," her brother said in reassuring tones. "Don't worry, I've got a contingency plan."
Nice of him to mention it now, Julia mused. He might have said something this morning and saved her all this.